Dear Cheap Astronomy, two black holes walk into a bar. Okay, we're paraphrasing, but the question at hand is why there's nothing to see when two black holes collide. All you get is gravitational waves. But when two neutron stars collide, suddenly we're all talking about multi-messaging astronomy because there's gamma rays, optical light, and gravitational waves as well. You may recall that back in October 2017, everyone got terribly excited when the fifth ever gravitational wave observation was coupled to a kilonova seen in NGC 4993, a lenticular galaxy about 130 million light-years away in the constellation Hydra. The moment the distinctive gravitational chirp was picked up, the global astronomical community leapt into action. First, signs of a gamma ray burst were detected by NASA's Fermi telescope and the ESA's Integral telescope, and then optical telescopes nailed down the origin to NGC 4993. Most of the media excitement seemed to be about the observational technologies involved, rather than any new science these observations revealed. In fact, neither the gravitational waves nor the gamma ray burst provided sufficient resolution to do more than indicate a general direction in the sky. It was the subsequent optical observations that nailed it down to NGC 4993. Nonetheless, the combined observations did confirm the hypothesis that short gamma ray bursts originate from neutron star mergers, which also produce kilonovae. The term kilonova arises from the fact that neutron star mergers produce a fairly consistent energy output, including a flash of optical light, which is pretty much 1,000 times brighter than a nova. Nonetheless, a kilonova isn't all that bright, still being one or two orders of magnitude dimmer than a supernova. Anyhow, the question at hand is why all the earlier observations of gravitational waves, which all involved black hole mergers, didn't produce any kind of electromagnetic outburst. Well, firstly, we can't be totally sure those black hole mergers weren't accompanied by a bit of fireworks if one or both of the black holes was still surrounded by accretion disk material that interacted during the merger. Nonetheless, physics tells us that if two ideal black holes merge with nothing else in tow, then the whole event will be electromagnetically invisible. The reason for this is the physics that underlies a black hole event horizon. Once something crosses a black hole event horizon, you will never see it ever again. The escape velocity required to get back past an event horizon is faster than the speed of light, so that's never going to happen. And the rate of time progression that occurs within a black hole is so slow that crossing even a centimetre of distance would require the age of the universe and beyond to complete. A black hole event horizon is sustained by the intense space-time curvature generated by the utterly ginormous mass density that lies within it. So even though gravity may be slowly drawing two black holes together, as long as there's any kind of empty space between those two black holes, the gravitational force holding each object together will always be vastly stronger than the gravitational force that's drawing the two objects together. So, throughout the entire black hole merger process, nothing that's behind the event horizon of either black hole will ever come out. So, despite there being a dramatic collision, there's no accompanying explosion and no electromagnetic outburst. Nonetheless, there are substantial gravitational shockwaves that propagate throughout space-time. They may carry the energy of several solar masses away from the merger, but there we're talking about mechanical shockwave energy, not electromagnetic energy, and that energy quickly dissipates over distance as the shockwaves spread out, so the amplitude of those waves may only be a fraction of a proton's diameter by the time they reach us.